Well, things are getting tense in Pakistan, where General Pervez Musharraf is fighting allegations that he's a dictator. How is he fighting those allegations, you ask, Allison? By firing the entire Supreme Court and suspending the country's constitution. Over the weekend, Musharraf declared a state of emergency, essentially. He said it was the only way to fight growing Islamic fundamentalism and a broken legal system. The Supreme Court that Musharraf fired was expected to rule unanimously that he needed to leave office because his recent election was invalid. Already today, lawyers all over the country are protesting and doing battle with police and getting arrested, maybe thousands of them. Kamal Siddiqui is editor of reporting at the News International newspaper in Karachi. Hi, Kamal.
Hi, hello.
I understand that you've already had a problem with your printing press being shut down.
Yes, what's happened is that we have an afternoon paper in Urdu, which is the largest circulated in the country, and we have been printing extra editions because the private news channels have been shut down. And there's a vacuum of information, and people are buying our papers because they need information about what's happening in the country. And the police came in earlier today and tried to shut it down on the pretext that this was unauthorized, but they were not willing to give us any written or orders and said that it all had to be done verbally. And our management refused that, and right now the police has backed off, but there's a fear that they'll come back and do it in the evening.
Did you guys just say we refuse to stop printing and they just sort of went away?
Yes, we. Our media is reasonably independent, and we are fighting all the restrictions that are being put on us, and we are basically pushing the limits right now because we feel what's happening is unfair and arbitrary, and it's being done at the behest of one man. So yes, we did refuse, and they have gone away for the time being.
Can you just, aside from what's going on with the media, talk about what else is happening in Pakistan today?
Well, today was the first working day after President Musharraf declared his martial law stroke emergency on Saturday. Businesses opened as usual, banks opened, shops did open, but there were a lot of disturbances in different parts of the country. Lawyers came on the streets and protested and were arrested in hundreds. And we did have other people coming out and protesting against what they see as a direct challenge to their fundamental rights.
Is Pervez Musharraf having the effect he wants, which is to sort of get control of things again, or is this just kind of making the people who oppose him more resentful and more determined?
I think people are becoming more resentful, and the political quarters are becoming more determined, because it seems now it's becoming a battle of the survival of President Musharraf as against something in the national interest. And one of the indicators of this is that one of the reasons given was that it was done to fight the rising terrorism in the country, but so far no action has been taken on that front.
So you don't agree with Musharraf, because Musharraf would say, I'm doing this to fight this broken legal system and also this rise of, you know, fundamentalism that is having these bad sort of events happen associated with it. Does he have any kind of point in what he's saying there?
Well, when General Musharraf gave his speech on Saturday evening, he talked about, he said that one or two reasons why he was fighting was, one was that there was too much interference from the judiciary, and the other reason was the rise in attacks from terror groups internally. And while he has gone after the judiciary, we don't see anything happening in terms of the terror attacks or any sort of action being taken in terms of combating the militants.
He is a general, obviously, so he also runs the military?
Yes, he does.
Is there any chance that the military would rebel, or are they pretty much just going to do his bidding?
Right now, they are doing his bidding, but there were strong rumors earlier today that there was some chance of a rebellion, but there was a public clarification that no such thing was in place, but such rumors are circulating in the country. And we are unsure because of the information vacuum as to what's actually happening. But a lot of rumors are going about at this point.
One thing for Musharraf that's always been a challenge is he relies very heavily on the United States. And the U.S., in fact, today, I believe, Condoleezza Rice asked him to step down as general and once again kind of said what he's doing is not a great idea. Has Musharraf just stopped caring what the U.S. thinks?
No, I think General Musharraf banks a lot on U.S. support and has used this in the past to justify a lot of things that he has done. And to give credit to the Americans, they have been insisting on a return to democracy. But at the same time, there was a statement immediately after imposition of the emergency that the American defense ties would not be broken. So these kind of statements are taken by Musharraf and exploited in the sense that he uses them to show that the West is behind him.
Kamal Siddiqui, editor of reporting at the News International newspaper in Karachi. Thank you very much for being on the program. You might want to stay at the paper overnight so they don't shut you down.
Yeah, thanks for the advice.
Stay with us here at the Bryant Park Project. The sweet sounds of Teddy Thompson. He comes by it naturally, son of folk music royalty. Branching out into a different direction, a little countrified Teddy Thompson.
Yeah, it's good music, and you want to stick around for it. That's coming up real soon on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Hey, I finally got my throat clear after the interview's over. Good
sounds
timing.
Good. Now.